What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
And I'm Bart.
And we brought back our favorite Silent Mike. This is his second appearance. And as you guys know, the second time around, we do things a little bit different. So if you missed his first episode, go check it out. It's a fucking killer segment where basically he talks about his asshole for like the whole time. And it's so intriguing. So don't miss out.
But like my personality, not like my anatomy.
Yeah, no, it was his
metaphorical asshole being
vulnerable.
I was,
but I wanted to leave it vague, okay? But thank you guys.
He talks about his anus too.
Can we also just start off by, you said this is my favorite Silent
Mike? Yeah, you are my favorite.
No, but I'm your favorite.
You are.
Comma, Silent Mike's back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not your favorite version of Silent Mike.
Yeah, this one is my favorite version
of
Silent Mike.
No, I know, but like, no, like, I'm your favorite. What is it? Princeton, Harvard, or something?
What are you talking about?
He's just saying my English was stupid.
No, I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, they're all correct. All of those variations
they're different.
The same. So this version of you on, like, we're filming, I like it. No, when we're off camera, I like it. But this one is my better.
No, but I'm saying that I'm, like, just your favorite.
Yeah, you are. And I was agreeing.
Okay.
And I moved on. And I thought different. I thought it was more.
Can you hurry up with the questions?
Do you understand where the comma goes?
I get it.
The fans want to know the answers to their questions.
So I went to Instagram, and I, like you guys know, I always ask you guys because I want you guys to be in this room as well. So you guys have the power here, and I'm asking your questions. All right.
Short answer, long answer, what you need?
The long one.
Oh, long answers?
Yeah, long answers.
All right, we'll
always long answers.
All right, we'll fill them out.
All right, so we're going to start with the funny one first.
No.
Okay, so a female, he's saying.
Why's it got to be a female?
Well, let me finish,
oh, okay,
bro.
Okay.
She's like, is he single? If so, what's his type? Asking for a friend.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That shit cute, bro.
That's good.
Yeah, are you single, and what's your type?
I would like to I'd like to say that I'm alone, not lonely.
Shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's good, right?
All the girls just go, loser.
Yeah,
no, that's not true.
You don't know how to sell yourself.
That's an answer for dudes. And all the dudes are probably going, yeah, bro.
Are you single? Yes or no?
I cry myself to sleep looking for the princess of my dreams.
Okay, good. So you are single.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
single?
And
a loser.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your type?
That I don't know.
Really?
I've explored this. I know we got deep in
all
the
of your,
last
all
version.
Of,
are
all
we
of,
getting
of,
deep
yeah,
here?
Yeah, all of your girlfriends,
let's
they've all
close.
Looked different? Or?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What about mentality or personality?
Even that's been really different.
They're all different?
Part of the issue is I got like a codependency thing going on where I like to be like a caretaker, but I also get like too into things. And that's probably what is good business-wise, right? I dive fucking in. I'm about it. But in relationships, that's not always healthy. And obviously things I'm working on over the last 33 years.
Why isn't it healthy relationship-wise?
I think if you get like too into something, it's probably not good.
Well, too in for the pace, I think.
Probably that too. And then the other issue is that
if you're bringing up marriage on the second date,
that's
ridiculous.
Not like that. That's like speeding things up and being irrational. I'm not like that by any means. But like the other issue is that I'm not that social. So it's not like I have like 8 friend groups and I'm like friend. You know what I mean? And so like, and I'm 33. Life's just different. Beside the point. So I don't have a type.
It's not beside the point. That's a very big point.
It is a big point.
You operate differently the older you become. It's like less bullshit.
And I've dated multiple different personalities, multiple different, some people maybe kind of had a following, some people didn't, whatever. But I don't have a type, but what I think I have here, and don't get mad, you know, the PC police, because I might be wrong. I think I'm demisexual.
What does that mean?
What the fuck is that
Come
mean?
On, dude. I think it means like that, like, and everyone's going to say like, yeah, me too. But like, no,
like
really.
A demiglaze?
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know what any of these demis are.
I think
like
demi.
Shout out to Demi in Australia. Miss you, girl.
Oi, oi, oi. I think it means that like personality almost trumps looks. And everyone's going to say like, yeah, personality.
Yeah,
self,
that's fucking every female on this planet.
But that's not every dude.
No, not at it, all.
Most
not.
Dudes aren't, I think.
No, so that's where I disconnect from a lot of dude culture.
Because we're creatures of the eyes, as
you
some people
are.
Say.
And but it's
and
still,
fertility is based on the looks for the dude, right? If we're going
100%.
Evolutionary sense, like, she got big boobies, she can
even
milk
in the
my baby really
even
good.
In the animal kingdom, that's why a fucking male peacocks got big old feathers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they did a study, and I'm sure you probably know this study.
No, probably
but
not.
But they surveyed men and women, and they looked at what their top three things are that they look for in a significant other, right?
What was the study, though, just based on verbal?
I don't remember.
You know what I mean, though? Because guys get my self-conscious. Like, he's not going to say, like, ass and titties. Ass
and titties.
But
it was that. It was that,
oh,
basically.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so for men, right. The number one thing that they look for in a significant other is attractiveness.
Yeah.
For sure. But that's not to say that the top three personality isn't in there.
All right. So I'll just give examples. Like, we all work in the fitness industry. And so there's beautiful people that we've
fuck
come across.
Yeah. They're sculptures.
Dude, nuts, right? And so I've, like, hung out with.
I like Simeon Panda, too.
He's a sculpture.
He's a sculpture.
A masterpiece.
Is that what you're
talking about? I've hung out with the most beautiful like women. And
men, dude.
Of course, but I'm just not attracted. So that's not my type. If that's where we want to draw lines,
There we go.
That's not the line.
Okay, good. Okay.
And like,
would love you the same if it was.
Thanks. I would love me the same too, but it's just not the thing.
Okay.
You know they say you got to try everything before you know.
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it.
No, I don't have to try it. I know.
Okay.
But the most.
I wouldn't feel safe around you.
If. You think you're that hot? I think
it'll be getting after my booty.
You think you're so hot that if I had an ounce of gay in me, I'm just going to creep in your bed?
Dude, you know how I know I'm not a lesbian? Huh. Or like I have that tendency? Or like, you know, every girl's like, oh, I've kissed a girl just to kind of see it.
You never have?
I never kissed a girl. Not because I'm against it. It's just I never had the urge to.
Yeah.
You
weren't drunk when I like, come here, Stephanie. It was tequila night.
Yeah.
No, never, actually.
Tequila makes me kiss girls.
you sound like an ugly woman, dude. But I had a dream that I was eating out this chick, and she was just about it. She was just in it. I was killing the fucking
pussy game?
Cuddlingus game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I call it Catalinga.
Cuddlinga game.
Just
because
no one really
killing.
Knows what it is, and I think it's a city in California.
Oh.
Yeah, Catalina Island.
No, Cuddlinga.
Oh, I never heard of it. So I was killing it, right? And in my dream, I was like, damn, I'm fucking going in. This chick is enjoying it. But the entire time, I was just completely disgusted.
Yeah.
And this is like...
Then so you started feeling for Bart.
I do, man. I'm like, how do guys like to do that shit? That's fucking nasty.
Well, that'd be me like sucking on a cock. I don't want to be sucking on no cocks.
Yeah, but that's just... But like girls, we're just more... Like we're just innately closer to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we're just more...
Yeah, yeah.
Like we'll like link up
or sleep in the same bed, a slumber party, sleep in the same bed. I've never did that.
We'll touch each other's face. Yeah. Like we're just naturally closer. So there's always that like fine line of like, ooh, am I slightly bi or am I straight? And I never had that.
The other thing too is all humans appreciate like a hot woman. Like you and I can because we're into like bodybuilding kind of. We're like, that dude's jacked. But like everyone's like, women are beautiful.
Yeah.
Where no one's like, men are beautiful. Like,
not really.
Yeah, no, people don't really do that.
Outside of the fitness space, not really.
Yeah. Every once in a while you see a Ken doll looking fuck and you're like, that dude's pretty.
That guy's pretty.
That is weird.
Long story short, hung out with a hot chick. She opened her mouth, didn't find her track. Like, there's no way I could do anything with this chick. And that's like the demi stuff. Like, personality trumps it hard.
Well, that's important, yeah.
No, it is important. But most people, I think it's important for like a life mate. Which is obviously important, right? So you get along, you got to hang out all day. But mine's even like anything, sexual attraction, anything. If they like are something's wrong, personality.
I can relate
there,
to you super hard
I'm
on that.
Gone. I'm
so
gone.
In college, there's this chick that I was talking to and we're studying together. She's pretty cute, and
earmuffs.
And then just
I don't care.
No, she knows the story.
I know I'm the shit.
And randomly, we're just studying, right? And then I was like, it felt like a really nice day. So I'm like, hey, you want to go to the beach? And then she's like, yeah. So we ended up going to the beach, and then I was like, have you ever boogie boarded before? And I had my boogie board. So I taught her how to boogie board. We're having a really good time. And
did you kiss her?
No. But then not just like maybe like first or second date or second or third date or whatever. When I went home, I made up my mind that I don't like chicks that get distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're supposed to study. And I was able to distract her. That's how weird I am.
But you
too.
Didn't do it on purpose.
No, it was
after,
because I didn't know I was testing her.
Yeah.
But you know, like when you come home, you kind of have an assessment of the day.
You're trash.
Yeah,
dude.
You have an assessment of the day, right?
I'm
like,
I
wonder how was that. I'm like, do I want to see her again? And I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, we're supposed to study, and she fucking got distracted.
That's
by
a lazy bitch.
Beach?
That's a lazy bitch.
I'm like, I don't know if I could be fucking dating chicks that don't know how to stick to their goals.
I hate you.
Is that partly because you think when you were dating, how old were you?
Maybe like 23, maybe.
Are still pretty young. Do you think, I was going to say, do you think that partly is because there's difference between like dating and like trying to bang or like hang out with a hot chick?
I never had
to
try to bang face.
Or is you're trying to find a partner?
I think
he
I was trying to find a partner.
Looking for his fucking
I never want to get married, but I'm like kind of like that too. Like I'm not going to waste my time. That's where I think I'm different than a lot of dudes too.
Yeah.
And I know everybody says that, like I'm not the same as other guys, but I kind of am. Like I never really had that.
I don't try to waste my time with anything.
I like talking to hot chicks. Like it's always fun.
Like
you know?
even
for
guys.
Sure.
Yeah, like who doesn't?
Girls or guys. Even guys. If I find that they're like really weird to me or like there's like traits that I don't quite like, I'm like I don't think and then I don't think that eventually they can make it into my in circle. I'm right. Like, oh,
yeah, what are you wasting time?
What's
the point? You keep just keep them in the circle.
Yeah,
I don't have a type though. Athletic. We just talked about that pre-podcast.
You do have a type. It's gonna be someone that's about family. Someone that I mean, those, that's a type. So
I don't
maybe
know,
not
though.
A physical type.
Yeah, no. So physical type, athletic.
She has to be funny, I'm sure.
I don't know. So
what?
Physical type, athletic, tied in with the mentality of athletic.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about like kind of competitive, kind of cocky in a way, because I think that's just what I grew up around. Like,
I love a cocky motherfucker.
I used to love like basketball chicks, and they're not like historically always the prettiest, but like Bish just kind of walks in like kind of baggy pants. I'm like, you just know you got it, huh? Like,
but there's some sort of confidence.
Yeah, that's kind of how I rock a little bit, even though I am self-conscious sometimes. I kind of carry myself well. Humor for sure. Like they don't got to be funny, but as long as you, because I say dumb shit. Like,
so they got to have a sense of humor
for sure.
They
sense
don't have
of
to
humor.
Be funny themselves.
And I know that's like a typical. Everyone says like adventures and walks on the beach and humor, but like yeah, like I'm just not that serious. I think I internally I'm so serious that externally I can't handle that. So I don't want someone super serious. You know what I mean? Like, I think the three of us as friends are even that balanced. Like, we're always fucking around, but like we can have serious talks because all of us are serious.
Yeah.
But like our careers aren't in a way. You know, our careers are a joke.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
Yeah. So like I need that.
Yeah.
We were joking in the car too. You were listening to like some sad love music and you're like, you don't listen to that because you never broke your heart or something. I was like, I can't listen to sad music because I am sad.
No, I was saying I understand why the last girlfriend broke up with you now.
Yeah, dude. That's
shit.
Dude, now she's
to
watching.
You, bro.
Now she's watching too.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, I agree with you.
Okay, so that's kind of that's a type, dude.
Yeah. No, they're in there, but there hasn't been like a consistency in it. But I know what I think I know what I want rather than a type.
I see.
You know what I mean? I'm chiseling down what I want.
So you're figuring it out.
Yeah, stability and all that kind of stuff's important, you know. Driven to some nature. They don't got to do anything crazy, but like I have a job and
some
like
sort of ambition.
An adult, man. I'm old.
Yeah.
You know? I own a house, you own a house, a school.
What if she doesn't want kids? Is that would that
I don't
be
know
a
if
breaker?
I want kids. I didn't think I wanted to get married until like 2 years ago.
Oh wow.
And I don't even know if I want to get married, but like a partner.
But now it's opening up to the
a partner in crime would be cool. Because I am.
Why? What's wrong with getting married?
Nothing. I think just the term in my head. I probably have issues. And again, like I had sick parents. They were married. They were married until my dad died. Super in love. Great.
We know you got issues.
I got issues.
Bro. Yeah.
And I just don't know what the.
I feel like
you're not special, bro. We all have issues.
No,
I'm special.
You got the same issue towards the word marriage as you do discipline. Like, oh, okay, what does that mean?
And love. I got an issue with love. I found out that word makes me feel weird. I don't even like saying it like that.
So when I tell you I love you, it makes you feel.
It's hard, dude. That's why I'll send you a little heart.
Hey.
Do you love dogs?
Yeah, that's different.
I love you, bro.
Just stop.
Wait, why is that different, dude?
I love Pokemon. I love
Star
Wars.
Because they're never
going
to break his heart. Because they're always, they're just unconditional.
We're going to cry by the end of this one?
Next
question.
That's what it is. I think I was the same way.
No, I really am vulnerable. We threw it around the house okay, but just to my parents. With other humans, I also think I had, I got trust issues. For being screwed over, whether it be relationship wise or business wise,
dogs would never screw you over.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, so
you
loyal.
You could kick them, and they're still gonna see you the next day. And go, oh my god, I love you so much.
And I think I'm a loyal motherfucker. Like I'm down to ride. Like I'm gonna wear a Barbo Brigade to the day I die, kind of stuff. You know, and you guys.
But
know
what
that
if we're about to get on a fight? Are you gonna jump in? Is that your loyalty?
Throwing dog. These fists are throwing.
I'm gonna hire some actors.
Let's Chuck. See. Yeah, you better give them insurance because they're going to get fucked up, too.
You're going to bust some juicy smolier shit?
Yeah.
Hire some actors to beat your ass.
Mine is the fucking racism
shit.
That was stupid.
Just checking loyalty. Yeah, so like loyalty on a different level. Like, yeah, like cheating and blah, 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 but like a down dog, like a ride or die, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like that. Circle small.
Do you love ice cream?
Love ice cream.
So you can only say love towards things that can't hurt you.
I think I can only say love towards things that can't love me back.
Bro.
Dogs
love you.
Stop.
Dogs love you
do
too.
You love me.
I'll text it to you later.
You're weird, man.
No, I'm weird. I got issues for sure.
You have
sure.
to practice that a lot.
I
love you to like even when you don't love.
I've been doing it to like my bros. Like so like.
What about your mom?
You didn't want to do it to me, bro.
I know, but
I love you.
I had eyes really hard right now. Right, it really put me on the spot.
I love you.
Oh, gee, I love you too.
No, but we got to look.
I know, but I looked at your other half.
That was the first try.
That was probably the first time I said that ever.
I love you, dude.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Maybe start waking up at 4 a.m. and fucking say love better.
All right, that's a reference from the last podcast. Please listen to it so you can get all these inside jokes.
I do have issues with it. Like my little bro, he's literally like my little brother. I've known him since he was in diapers. His older brother's my best friend since third grade. Like he'll say it all the time, and he's obviously just much better off than I am. And I'll try to say it back, and I kind of like, love you, too, dude. Hang up real quick.
That's fucking cute, man. I'm going to keep telling you I love you.
I know, but I know when I can like comfortably say that around a chick, that's probably the chick, you know?
Yeah. True.
Probably the thing.
That's true.
All right, so this one's kind of, dude, there was a bunch of chicks. Ladies,
what's up, ladies?
Get it in, girl. What's up? See you. Okay, so
you can find me on Plenty of Fish and fitnessdates.com.
You're lying. So this one ties into what we just talked about. So she was asking, average looking chick with a bomb personality or a fine chick with an average personality?
Average looking chick with them cakes and the good personality.
So it has to be cakes?
Gotta cakes. That's an athlete.
True.
I need quads and cakes.
Yeah.
Quakes and quads. Cakes and quads.
I like quakes. Yeah, I got quakes.
Yeah,
that's true. You can't be an athlete and then not have cakes.
Yeah, I mean, even on the physical. I mean,
there's some athletes that have the quads and not the cakes.
It depends what they're not
hip hinging properly.
Yeah, it depends what we're talking about athlete, right? Because I don't want to get into that. Like, there's some sports.
What if she's a golfer, huh?
I love golf.
Good golfers got cakes, too.
They got cakes?
Dude, I don't know.
Golfers start to lift now. Swimmer? Swimmers don't always have cakes, and they're tall.
They got shoulders.
And they're tall. I don't have a tall issue, but I feel like girls have more of a tall issue than I do.
Most girls, yeah.
I mean, I'm 5'10". I don't give a shit.
If they're hitting the butterfly, they might have cakes because they got the dolphin kick.
They got some thrust on lock.
Yeah. They got some lats.
If you can you date an older, I mean, a taller chick?
Yeah, I don't care.
Like a lot taller?
Yeah, bro, I'm confident.
What if she's 6'5"?
If she's attractive and the rest hits, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Bro, with my jumper and handles, we're going to the NBA.
A tag team? A sixth man on
the
court?
No, our little dude. Average looks. There's got to be an attractive on the looks, too. The personality can only take you so far, you know? So if you're looking like, you know.
Not true, man. I had a really ugly boyfriend in high school, and he was just so cool.
Chicks are so different, though. When have you ever seen...
That's true.
Chicks are wired differently.
Yeah,
sorry if you're listening.
You see some hot chicks with the most ugly, gross-looking neckbeard dudes walking around the mall. You never see that.
You don't see a Dan Bilzerian with, like, eight of the ugliest bitches.
You think he's good-looking?
No, I'm just saying, like...
Dan Bilzerian's
attractive. No, stereotypically. I'm just talking about, like... You don't see... When there is a girl, I mean, a dude that has access to a lot of females, look at my eight ugly bitches with great personalities.
No. Stephanie's really funny in the hot tub. Yeah, that's why Stephanie's here. She's a sick swimmer.
Okay. So this one's kind of tied together, but I'll break it up.
This is a dating show.
No. It's not dating anymore. We're moving on. Right. Okay. How long have you been lifting for?
Since eighth grade.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Eighth grade?
Because I am a 5'8 Italian man.
Were you 5'8 in eighth grade?
Bro, I was the same size. I was a savage. I grabbed a rim in seventh grade.
What the fuck?
What kind of rim?
Basketball rim, freak.
I was talking about buttholes.
Were you over 150 already in seventh grade?
I was probably about 160.
Wow.
Going into high school, I think freshman year, I was probably 5'9 or whatever height I am right now and 170. I gained a little weight junior year, like not good-ish weight. Got up to like 190. Worked my tits off to get back in to about 180. It's kind of my playing weight.
I was 4'6".
Yeah. I would have punched your little ass.
I know. 4'6", 90 pounds in eighth grade.
That was me in like fourth grade. And I'm not that tall. My dad was probably 5'5", 5'6". But yeah, I played basketball. I was super into basketball.
How did you get – was it because of basketball? Your coach was like, you need a weight train? Because that's a new concept.
No. It was my dad. My dad was cool, and he knew I wanted a dunk and be faster and be more durable.
How did he know?
He played college football and rugby. I don't really know.
And they lifted.
Yeah, I don't really know. My sister was a little bit older. My dad wasn't even like a lifter by any means. He wasn't like a gym rat by any means. I don't know.
But he just understood strength and conditioning a little bit?
Yeah, I think he just knew that's where people got to get better. They got trainers. Like my sister went to this trainer too. She was a little bit older. So she went to him in high school. He trained like a bunch of European pros and MVPs. This chick who's my shooting coach, Danielle Viglione, one of the best Ross chick players in the world. She played at Texas and then played in like Israel, Germany, MVP overseas.
Wow.
Another dude named Andre Woldridge, who was a point guard from Iowa, played over in Italy and stuff. And then a bunch of football players, mostly NFL and mixed. I don't know why. I was just lucky, I guess. My dad's like, yeah. And then he was another amazing mentor of mine. His name's also Dean. So my high school coach was shouted out in our other podcast, and this guy both named Dean.
Wow.
Big influences.
I've never met a Dean.
Really? Yeah, both of them are Dean. Very different. Very different looking, very different styles. My strength and conditioning coach, most loving, kind guy in the world. But he was a drill sergeant for drill sergeants.
Oh, cool. Shit.
So he'd be fucking around with me and joking with me, you know, because everybody else there was a little bit different upbringing, a little bit different than I, which kind of was my mix, because I went to a private school. I went to a private art school. And so, you know, a lot of Asian kids and white kids, a little different than strength and conditioning. I'm playing with pro athletes and people from underprivileged schools that are just freak athletes. And so that kind of gave me a scope on life, I think.
Yeah.
Because everyone sees me, you know, I dance, I listen to rap music, I wear Jordans and stuff. And they're like, you went to art school, you little fucking weirdo. I'm like, yes, I did. but like my, I went free. I wasn't raised like stupid privileged. We were middle class, middle class, super normal family. But that kind of opened my eyes to a lot of the world. But back to being a drill sergeant, he'd be fucking around with me. And then sometimes if you're slacking, bro, he'd whip out that voice.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I like a coach that fucking gets on.
Yeah, he's a bad, and he's jacked as fuck. I never saw him without a crew neck on. It'd be 100 degrees. He had a crew neck on. I'd fuck with him a little bit, you know, and he'd flex on you. Like, oh, God, shit. Yeah, he'd get your ass. And then, long story short.
Did he have a whistle all the time?
No. His voice, bro, he'd kill you. Long story short, Kyle, who manages my gym now, is my roommate, one of my best friends. His dad is best friends with my strength and conditioning coach.
What?
And I just met Kyle when I was like 28.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Sack small, bro.
Damn. When you first touched your weight, like in a gym, were you like instantly hooked? Because there's some people that are just like,
I did like it, but I think even now we talk off air on air about like, I just don't love powerlifting. I like training in a group environment. Like even today was like one of my most fun workouts lifting with y'all.
Me dying.
Yeah, but whatever. We were just together, like music.
But that's part of training as a group, which is awesome.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Just dying by yourself kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. Even my workout, like I was planning to pull like 600 this week, and I only pulled 500 just because of travel and, you know, new gym or whatever. Like it wasn't my best physical workout, but it was the most fun.
Yeah.
And we trained like that with this group. So it was like five or six of us. They're all like football players, basketball players, me. I love that. And so I think I was addicted to that right away.
Yeah.
Rather than like, and the pump felt good when you're like, you know, 14 and you leave and you're like, can't drive because your biceps are pumped. It's like a cool feeling.
Yeah. It literally feels like it's growing.
Yeah.
You're like, yes.
Yeah. It was stupid when I was that young. And so I like that, I think.
Yeah. I get it. Okay. So that one's kind of tied to this. How would you feel if you could never lift again? So I guess I'll wrap it up a little bit more and not necessarily lift, but just train in any capacity.
You know, like the would you rathers. I think I saw one online that was like a never listen to music or never lift again. And it was like in the meathead thread, you know. And I was like, I would easily never lift. Like I love music.
Wow. Okay, but no music then.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to fucking like walk or nothing.
No train. I'll make it like that.
And health would be okay though. Or
yeah.
Oh,
you're
then
fine.
Yeah, I'm fine, dude.
Wow.
I'm fucking fine. I could chalk it up right now. I'll throw my wraps and belt on the wall.
So if you never move again, you're pretty sedentary. No more training. You're chilling.
If health stuff's fine. Yeah. If health stuff's unrelated. Yeah. Wow. I train now. Like it really is health. And even in the beginning, like I was motivated by basketball. I was motivated to lead for my family. My family's not that healthy. Extended family. And even my dad, he wasn't like crazy. Like 5'6", 220, like not super slim, but he wasn't like crazy. You know, he refereed basketball leagues all day and jogged, but I knew my family had heart issues, and I know my extended family's a little larger. So that was always kind of a motivating factor. Talk about Mike Tyson. I heard Mike Tyson trained a lot because his family was overweight. I don't know how true that is because I know his family's broken up, but I heard that.
He also just started boxing when he was like in fifth grade.
And
too,
he was
though.
Doing it on cocaine probably.
Yeah.
So
and I knew his family was broken, but I heard something like that, or maybe he opened a gym, or maybe he was even another boxer, but I just heard stories like that. I was like, oh, that's cool. That relates to me a lot. I do it to lead. I do it to lead for my company. I do it to lead for my other lifters. I do it to lead for my audience.
I would choose music over training too.
Yeah. I just do. It's like waking up and showering for me. You
I
know?
Almost can't even train without music.
No, for sure not.
Yeah. Like those two training to me is literally like dancing with weights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's part of the vibe in the group. 100%. It's like imagine watching a movie with no soundtrack.
That same idea is like, I love the garage. Like, gates up hot. I love Barber Gate. I love Third Street. Like, I need the heat. I need to sweat. I need to see other people kind of working.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. If I could never train again, I think I would feel weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need to wait. Like,
but
I don't
no
need to
music,
lift.
Though?
I don't need to lift weights. But I like that community and I like suffering with people. Like, I like,
what do you consider hiking? Is that lift? Is that training?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Because I can still do communal things.
Yeah, but it's different, right? Because you can do a picnic and that's communal. But like going through some shit together and then coming out the other side and going like, fuck.
What about the psychological effect in your question? I know I'm digging in. The question doesn't answer that. But
that's
like
fine.
The psychological effect, like humans are made to do some shit.
Yeah.
Like you guys are probably at some point and the listeners probably at some point done like a lot of construction. Like it fucking feels good. You know, like I'm fucking ripping drywall and I'm fucking, I feel like a man.
Yeah.
Like that feels
maybe
good.
That's more of a man thing. I don't know.
You've never
felt
that good?
I don't think women feel that.
Like, I feel it with training. Like when I'm sweating and there's chalk and I'm fucking bleeding, I'm like, that was kind of good.
I like the idea.
Ape good.
Now, I tell you, a lot of people like blue collar jobs. Yeah. Because like after the 8 hour day, you see a progression. Like, yeah. Oh, cool. We put up three sides of the drywall or whatever. Versus a white collar job, you're staring at spreadsheets all day. And you're like, I don't really even know what the effect of what I did is.
Not to switch jobs, but talking about getting older and figuring things out. Like, that's something I figured out way older in life, that I chose the wrong profession for what satisfies my workload.
Like what?
I like seeing job work complete.
Yes.
YouTube's never complete.
Oh, yeah.
Running a gym
ain't
ever complete. Yeah, apparel ain't ever complete. Yeah. Like I talked to my barber, he's cut my hair for like 6 years. We're homies now. And he's like, yeah, dude, I love my job. Like, mess, half an hour later, I make something good. He leaves. I was like, dude, that's beautiful. And like renovating the gym felt so good.
Yeah, because you actually finish.
Yep. And they're like, okay, door frame, good. Like, okay, now we got to go to this. Okay, now we got to go paint this. Now I'm going to do the floor. Like,
yeah,
it felt so good.
I mean, you can shift to shit to that, right? Like, you can do different seasons and segments for YouTube if it's.
But the algorithm crushes. You try to do a season,
does, but you don't stop. So it's a season of like maybe, I don't know, fucking challenges. The next season is something else, you know?
I think the other issue
but
too.
But yeah, you're right. It's fucking hard.
And even that, like you could see it on the micro, like concept, shoot, edit, publish as a project. But the content circles so fast, like our news cycle, like it's 12 hours. And so like, by the time you edit the video and press go live, like you already have to have your next concept or your next video or your next vlog started.
Yeah.
So it never like feels good.
Yeah, it is kind of rough.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it into a positive. God damn, you're noisy.
When did you guys start lifting?
I started lifting in my freshman year in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was in college because of sports.
I was benching and curling every day.
Really? It wasn't wrestling related? Because wrestlers, I feel like, lift.
Yeah, I wrestled after. So I first started lifting because that's what all the gangsters did.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's what all my older homies are telling me to do. So I bought like a little bench set from Big Five.
Oh, yeah.
And then my dad was just about anything that was in any direction positive.
Oh, so that's cool.
So he was like, okay, that seems like a positive thing. It's better than asking for cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah.
So we went to Big Five and I bought, you know, those cheap, like the kind of like weights you kind of have to rotate on, like the collars rotate on. And then I was just benching and curling. And when I needed a spot, I'd go ask my dad and he'd come out and spot
me. How cute.
And I'm just benching and curling every day.
I didn't like train, but I think I was always self-conscious as a kid. Maybe it's like the societal thing. I always wanted like abs and shit. So my parents bought me one of those when I was like fifth grade. I didn't really know how to use it. I did like a curl every once in a while. But
I always had abs because I did kung fu as a kid.
Yeah.
But I never had like, I wanted to be like beefy looking.
I always wanted to be skinny. Even still, I don't like how big I am.
What? Yeah. Interesting.
Never. I've always been self-conscious.
Wow. I got into weight training because of sports,
which is rare too. Like chicks lifting.
It was
sports,
rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I look back at it, I was like, whoa, we were in the gym like benching.
Yeah, that's cool.
And like we would do pool exercises too, just to help our hops.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm like, oh shit, we had a pretty cool coach. But before then, like kind of like you, where my family runs deep in like the health and like the overweight shit. I was just obsessed with like being slimmer and like I would do push-ups in my room. Yeah. Like I would always do, like we had a stationary bike and I was like the only one fucking on it, you know, like Norda track and shit. You remember that?
I was all that. Yeah. I bought like shitty ab machines.
Yeah.
And shit.
Cause I think my mom was into fitness.
They say like, or maybe they don't say, and I say, or maybe it's anecdotal or maybe it's a real thing. Like if your parents are alcoholics, you're either going to end up an alcoholic or like a straight edge.
Yeah.
Right. True. It's like same thing. If like your family's unhealthy, you're going to end up like a health freak
crazy,
or you end up unhealthy.
Cause there's four of us. I have three other siblings and I'm the only one that's kind of a, obsessed, because I'm not obsessed, but like
it's part of your lifestyle.
Field.
Yeah, weird. I don't know.
All right, I got another one for you.
You're.
How did you get your name, Silent Mike?
So Silent Mike started at Super Training Gym. I started going to the gym, and we talked a little bit in the other podcast how, like, I'm not diagnosed or anything, but like a kind of split personality. I tend to be shy, and I also tend to observe before I hop in. So when I joined Super Training Gym, which is a very iconic powerlifting gym, and at the time, even arguably even more iconic within the niche, although powerlifting was less popular, it had a bunch of world record holders. Everybody was like at least 280 pounds or heavier.
Woo.
Everybody, the other youngest person, which I didn't know, he was like probably 28, but everybody was like mid-30s, late 30s, or older. Everybody used powerlifting gear. And so for those listening, basically it's, if you think of like Formula One versus NASCAR, they're both racing cars, but they have different like rules on what you could modify the engines. And so we all powerlift, and we just kind of use knee sleeves and a belt. But geared powerlifting, they use literally, think of skin tight, double layered denim overalls. And so these things are grabbing your waist so you can squat more weight or bench more weight, et cetera, et cetera. They all did that. And I only lifted raw. I only lifted with a belt. Plus being the youngest, plus coming from a basketball background, like it's just so different. And so I just kind of like shut up, nut up, and just kind of worked for like 3 months.
Nut up.
Yeah. And then a couple times, like I thought it was like super serious, you know? And so I'm like in this thing, like I thought it was like a real sport. And then turns out like powerlifting is, you know, it's not really a real sport, in my opinion. Like, it's just not like that. You know, like there's athletes that go hard, you know, but like generally speaking. And so I'm showing up every day, like half an hour early, like I'm treating it like basketball practice.
Oh, shit.
And I'm there every single day, like the team trained together. And I started noticing like, oh, that guy only comes in like Tuesdays. Like, he's not really about it. Yeah. And I think Mark, who owned the gym, was kind of started to notice that too. And although he squatted 1,000 pounds and I squatted 500, he started having me work out with him just because I was about it, you know.
Yeah.
And so then they put me in some YouTube videos, and because I didn't really talk in training, they just called me Silent Mike. I think Jim said, hey, Jim McDee, my business partner, said like, hey, we should go interview that Quiet Mike guy. And then when the camera turned on, Mark just said Silent Mike.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so I just kept it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
and
it.
And yeah, it's kind of cool. And then now it's like kind of ironic because I am loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Shut the
yeah.
fuck
when
up
when I'm comfortable, you know.
Yeah,
fucking doesn't shut the fuck up, Mike.
Yeah, me and Tyka, dude, we just rattle him.
Dude, you and Tyka together, I'm like, thank God, because yeah. Shit, man.
Tyka, I don't think I could do it for a year, but like a week, I can fucking hang with Tyka for sure.
Oh, yeah, he's nuts 24/7.
Yeah. Look at us. We're fucking, I've aged 10 years since I've had this dude.
No, you're just old enough.
Oh, like, bro, fuck, I knew that was coming.
You set yourself up for that one.
I know, but we got to give the people what they want, you know?
Get some people going.
Yeah, provocative. All right, so favorite album, no skips.
Oh, dude. So I'm a big no skip guy. And
I'm
I
a big it. Skip guy.
She will literally skip after the first 10 seconds.
I'm skippity doo.
She's like, this is my favorite song. And I'm like, really? Okay,
I get
cool.
Bored.
And she'll play it, and then she skips. And I'm like, I just started vibing with
it's
it.
It's my favorite song, and I've heard it a million times.
Gio's
I'm
probably the
but
one.
Are you trying to share something with me or not?
Not really, no.
Because that's like, hey,
I just
try
want
this
you
cookie.
To know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You take a Don't, bite, and then you yeah. take it out of the person's
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm just like, just taste it. But I've eaten it. I don't even want to smell it anymore. But did you? I have good taste, right? Cool.
Nah.
That's all I want.
Oh, nah. It's a self-affirmation.
Yeah, yeah. From people that I care about.
I bet you, you listened. You like a listening party. I bet you listen party and you have it on shuffle.
No. No shuffle. Maybe I do.
Loser.
Maybe sometimes
a brand new album
oh,
is
not,
made.
Oh, not a brand new
okay,
album.
Brand
no.
new album. You got to go front to back.
Yep,
and that's how I
to.
Judge an album. Even yep. though artists necessarily don't put that much thought into it anymore, arguably.
I think they do.
But I bet they try. But
it's like a movement. It's like a symphony.
And so a good album, I think, will draw that out of you. Best album.
No skips, bro.
There's a lot that maybe aren't the best albums, but like just... You know, like have nostalgia in your brain or like
yeah,
there's something. So Distant Relatives, which Nas and Damian Marley, that was a big
really?
Album. That's not number one. I'm not putting
oh,
it out there. I'm
like, that just came out like a few
I'm
years
just throwing
ago.
Samples out there, you know, just all little
right,
bits.
All right.
That yeah, that's not that old. Maybe 10 years.
That's
or so.
Whatever. Top five, though.
Top 10.
No, go up to top five.
Okay,
what are
but
some
I was
top
just,
five
I was just gonna,
albums.
I was building up to what they are.
No,
you know?
I think
skips.
It's gonna be different now too.
No
like,
skips.
Do people still listen to
albums? No, so I do, but they don't.
Then that's their problem.
Yeah. So
I don't.
That's your problem. You better.
I want the bangers and that's it.
Well, that's all your, people want to.
That's your problem.
But Distant Relatives, like, I got into as I started to travel a lot. And so I just listen to it a lot while I'm traveling.
Let's,
so,
let's stop talking about what's top five.
Yeah,
dude.
Motherfucker.
I don't want to talk about something you don't care about.
Top five, probably the Carter. Shit, dude. I can't do it. Can I throw three albums in one category?
Yeah, like that.
So Carter, 1, 2, 3. Are in okay. the top five together, kind of.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of mixtape rap. That was
why is the Carter 1, 2, and 3 like?
One, I think they're absolute bangers. I think Wayne's one of the few rappers that really mixes lyrical genius with like club hitters. And even you and I were talking about like PR songs that hit us that aren't necessarily club bangers. They could
yeah.
be a little more low key, but
yeah.
they give you something.
Yeah.
They hit the veins. He can hit yep. the veins pretty good. And probably just a time of my life. That was like when I was
Let me
really
give you another a better question. You're going to jail for life. You get
what
to choose,
album?
You get to choose one album.
Oh, that's a better question.
Yeah. That's good.
Good job, babe. That's a good one. Fuck, what would I pick?
Yeah, see, I don't know. probably like a Bob Marley greatest hits, because I know I'm gonna be angry in there. I listen to a lot of, like, a lot of my stuff's mood based, like a lot of people too. But a lot of my music when I'm chilling is happy music.
What about
like Afrobeats?
I think I have mine.
Like a lot of
what I'm thinking about. What's yours? Because I'm hearing you talk and I'm like, dang, like I need something that has a lot of movement, and I think it would probably be Frank Ocean's Orange.
Oh wow,
that's a good album.
Yeah, that's an amazing album. But I'm not listening to that in jail.
It has everything. So
do you know what's going to happen to my booty when my neighbor hears that song?
Like, oh, shit, I thought you were going to ask. Wait, is it Forrest Gump? Dude.
Somebody say tornado.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that in prison.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
What about Michael Jackson Thriller? That's a really good album.
No, amazing.
It's a great album, but you're in prison, right? Like, yeah, you need some ups.
No,
with
I might
the
do.
Downs.
I might do Michael Jackson in prison.
You could have a good time.
Yeah.
Because he has all kinds, there's Beat It on there.
Yeah.
But it has Thriller. It has Pyramids, bro. Dun, 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 dun,
no, that's
dun,
a good album.
Dun,
that's a good
dun,
album. That's a good album.
And then you slow it down, like the Forrest Gump, you know? There's that one, and then there's the fucking the Tornado Bear.
But there's there's no dancing hits in there.
Pyramid.
Yeah, it's all right. I need like happy ass music if I'm in prison. Yeah, and like just in general. I love R&B, as all of us, we kind of share a 90s R&B vibe together. Yeah. But a lot of it is sad. And I'm a sad dude. I can't listen to sad music all the time.
Oh,
that's why this is a lot of Afrobeats. I don't know like an exact album because I just make my own playlist now. But yeah, you throw some Malik Berry, get my hips moving in prison.
I think my favorite album all the time, if I had to choose one, is Kanye West Storytellers.
Kanye West Storytellers?
The VH1 one. Have you seen it?
No, and so I love Kanye.
So he does this live set, and I think he picked and chose his favorite songs from his other albums, and he put it together. And it's like a medley where one song bleeds into the other, but he's doing it live, and he does kind of semi-commentary on it.
Interesting.
And it sounds like a live album, so it doesn't sound like fully produced and mastered in that way.
Yeah.
But it gives it that extra raw life energy. And then the Good Life, like that song's on there.
Because I thought of Kanye too.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go with an album, right? I don't know if that would... That would qualify as an album.
It's an album.
I don't know either.
It's a recorded live
special.
Concert.
We'll call it a special.
All right.
But either way.
Kanye was going to be one of
Kanye's
mine.
Kanye. But right. I could honestly choose any of his first like six albums.
They're fucking bangers.
Yeah, College Dropout.
All of them.
Graduation. Right. The only one I'm not a big guy is.
Don't say fucking 808 and Heartbreaks because that's like one of my favorite
ones. No, I like 808s.
Right. Oh, yeah, you are sad boy.
Yeah. And it's like it's like melodic.
That was like my fucking breakup album. Dude,
I didn't love Yeezus of his new stuff, but I like a lot of Kanye's music, man. I like Life of Pablo. I like a lot of stuff, but Graduation might be on that list. There's another one that just popped in my head when you were singing. I'll bring it to the
Kanye.
Maybe no, somebody else that would bring it to prison.
All right, I think that's good.
Yeah,
enough.
That's good. You get an idea.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Lupe, The Cool or Food and Liquor by Lupe. Those are big albums in my life.
Oh, that was a good.
Yeah,
that's
really
a good
big,
era too.
Really big albums. Lauren,
Kick Push, is that the Kick Push era?
Yep. Okay. Misunderstood by Lauryn Hill. Might
what about
actually
Bruno
be my
Mars?
Bruno Mars, dude, that's my boy, motherfucker. I love Bruno.
It's an album full of bangers.
Dude,
and what's crazy is you haven't even so the shit.
Bro, when, so I train at my gym at like 9 or 10 o'clock sometimes because no, that's kind of like
PM.
AM because that's kind of the dead period. You get the morning crowds out and then people creeping around noon. And I just, me and Kyle, dude, we just turned that the fuck up. There's a vlog coming out where I didn't know Kyle was filming, swear to God. And I'm fucking on the dumbbells like this, just fucking feeling myself, dude.
That's awesome.
It's just such a good song. It's like so Sting inspired. Like rips, dude.
You can hear all the people that he's inspired by.
Yeah, like by
music.
Song.
Yeah.
I was going to say some of the Kanye, all the Kanye albums are ones that work top to bottom. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Like he does such a good job of building it up and telling a story.
He's a fucking artist to the T.
Yeah,
man.
And Bruno. And Bruno's like that.
Dude, this guy was into Bruno before Bruno was even Bruno.
That story's so
good. And like
I got a
because
picture
of
him.
Did you? You never showed me that. You told me the story.
I got a picture with them and I went to a concert where there's literally five people there.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's insane.
Dude, one of his opening acts was this weird fucking folk like guitar player that was handing out like dollar bills. Remember? Because the crowd was so little. This guy would like that was his gimmick. He gave us a dollar and we were like, what the fuck?
Hey, good luck.
Weird. And all those songs that like before he made it big, they're fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the world will never hear them. But they're amazing songs.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of along the lines of music.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know, where did you get those dance moves from? Like, who's a dancer? How did we get this?
That's probably like my most asked question. And people are like half joking or not, but like, teach me how to dance. Like, I'm not a dancer. I love dancing and I love dancers and I would never, that's kind of like appropriation type shit to me. Like, I'm not going to call myself a dancer if I fuck. I'm not a dancer, man.
I think,
you know, like, I respect dancers, so I would never call myself a dancer, like that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's thinking you're a fucking professional.
Some
dude.
People swear to God ask no me to teach way. Them how to dance. Hey, a dude hit me up hella. It was sad too. I want to help me. He's like, hey,
like,
man,
he's going to pay you to teach him how to dance?
I think so. I don't know if he had a shit. Wedding or like a dance to go to. He said, hey, man, what are some like simple stuff I could maybe do in the club? I was like, bro, you're asking the wrong.
Or maybe because you look average. Maybe what? They're like, he looks like he knows how to dance. Relatable. But he doesn't know how to dance. So
I mean,
yes,
you don't have to be a professional dancer.
I got gigs is what we'd say in the North. I don't know if they say that in LA.
Nah.
The North? The North of what?
Northern Cali.
Okay. Yeah.
Gigs. You fucking never heard North? Gigs?
No.
He got gigs?
No. Like
gigs means you got moves. You got
oh,
dance.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a little bit older term. I just, because of basketball and whatever reason, I just grew up watching a lot of BET and music videos.
So not even like your parents or
no?
What?
I mean, I'm Latin.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Like stereotypically it does, right?
If both of your parents are Latin and then you go to the Latin fucking.
Dad could kind of sing.
Oh, really?
Dad could kind of sing. Like, he would be messing around in the car or something, but you're like, hey, your voice kind of in there. Yeah, dad could sing.
What about the hips? What about your dad's hips? How were those?
Oh, he had rhythm. I mean, he ain't moonwalking, but he had like, I would see him messing around. Like, whenever we did chores or something, they'd be thumping some Creedence Clearwater, Bill Withers or something. Dad move a little bit. Like, he wasn't awkward. He had rhythm. Mom has rhythm, plays a little guitar, a little piano. She's a little bit more like me, though, where I think she can sing, but both our voices actually suck, but we can sing, if that makes sense. If you play music, you kind of know what I mean. Like, we got tune, we got pitch, we got rhythm, but my voice just sucks. I don't know. Honestly, just BET. And I thought dancing was cool. So I'll just like keep rewinding. That's the only thing I use for YouTube. I just keep rewinding like 30 seconds of Usher's dance moves, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I learned how to like glide and like moonwalk.
Nice.
Yeah.
All
right. I just think it's cool. And it's like just, yeah, it's just how I have fun. I ain't a dancer though.
Yeah, I think it's also confidence too. I think a lot of dancing has to do with confidence. Like, you don't have to be the best dancer, but if you are fucking feeling it and you're like in it, you could be doing like this weird shoulder thing, but if you believe in it, it looks good.
And you have to go harder. People think dancing. Yeah, here's Mike's non-dancer advice.
Yeah.
People think small moves are it, you know? Like,
no.
Like that shoulder thing. Like if you're just doing this, like, yeah, because the confidence makes you hit them fucking shoulders a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we did a fucking music video that Tim Chantarangs, who's always making fun of. So we did a cover of Black and Yellow, right?
Oh, yeah. I probably heard it. I always show you guys all to my
stupid.
Friends.
It's
disgusting.
It's
yeah.
so stupid. Okay, but the point why I'm bringing it up, one, because I'm ashamed of it, but not really because I don't give a fuck. The two is we had a music video component to this, right?
Yeah.
So we find this fucking location that has like this graffiti ass wall and shit, and we're outside and it's guerrilla style shooting. And like now it's like my verse to like fucking
rap. Oh, you rapped?
Yeah, I did. I have my verse. And like in my head, I felt like I was doing that shoulder shit, you know, where I'm like, fuck it. Like I was feeling it.
Yeah.
And I was like doing this thing. And then I watched the footage and I'm literally moving like this.
Yeah, you're tapping your toe.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? It was bad.
Yeah, it is kind of go hard to go home.
Yeah. I felt in it.
You
I
think
felt
you
like,
can teach rhythm?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can.
I think you can teach it.
You think so?
My whole school, you had to play music every single year and be in the choir every single year from like third grade till senior year. And some kids just can't like count fours.
Yeah.
Maybe you could teach someone to count fours.
Yeah.
You can't teach someone to feel fours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
different.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like saying like there's a mathematical way to go about it. And I think they can do it. But you know, like some people play the same beat and there's just a groove.
Yeah.
Like they're like waiting a little bit. Later on the two and the four to drop. So
that
it
was
like
me,
a,
dude.
Yeah, there's like, it's the same exact beat.
Right.
But it just by pulling the beats apart a little bit, it feels different. Yeah. That I don't think you can teach.
That was me. I was the very, because me and Bart talk drumming. He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, and then I saw you drum. I'm like, I'm not like that. That's kind of like my dancing. Like, I'm not a drummer.
I'm not even a drummer either.
No, you're better than me. I didn't have like chops, but I had some fucking. I had some lip curl. Yeah.
God, don't do that shit.
Primal.
You You're so stupid. All right. So we all know that you've talked about this so many damn times. Uh-oh. About just having ADHD and just like,
yeah,
like just working through that shit, right? So yeah, someone wants to know, what are your tips on staying focused to complete tasks, both in work and in the gym?
I'm not a doctor. So there's that.
I think we all know that, bro.
I don't know, dude. I look pretty white collar. I also, I'm like pseudo diagnosed. They're like about to diagnose me, but they don't really diagnose you unless they're going to give you meds. And so my therapist is like, do you want meds? I said, I ain't taking no meds. And so I never got officially
bitch.
Diagnosed.
Did yeah. you say bitch?
Yes. Dude. Bitch.
Yeah. That's a Key and Peele sketch.
So for me, I think, and all these things are like not only spectrum of how exaggerated your symptoms are or your things, but also they can show up in different ways. And so my ADHD kind of, and it kind of ties into my anxiety, where productivity is not an issue.
Oh.
Unproductivity is. So if I know I have work to do, I can't do anything or concentrate on anything else. Right. If I know I have emails to write or whatever or read, I can't have breakfast or do a podcast with you guys until I get that done. It sits on my head.
Wow.
I won't think of anything else. So
it's also kind of good, though.
No, for me, it's
that's
really good.
Really
good. Yeah. I get like all my like work done in like 2 hours in the morning. I'm done. Because I can't do that.
Yeah.
So
damn, I want that.
So I don't have a lot of answers from my guy, really. But what I do rely on for a lot of people in the past podcasts, we talked a lot about discipline and building routine and stuff like that. And that's what it is for me, is I like to build micro, whether you want to call them superstitions or traditions or routines around everything I do. So that's from how I get ready to work out. That's how I get ready to travel. That's how I get ready to...
What's an example?
So to work out, it's a little different now because my gym schedule's messed up. But like in the perfect day, like my whole day's planned out in my head, or if you need to write it down. But it's like eat at a certain time. I like a certain meal when I eat. I eat 2 hours before. And then I like to shower before I work out. It makes me feel better and wake up. And I listen to Bruno Mars or something that gets me in a good mood, not necessarily an angry lift mood and blah, 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 blah. And work similar for me if in my perfect world.
What's the blah, 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 blah? I want to know the blah, blahs.
The blah, blahs depend. So it depends on activity and my schedule changes. So right now I wear multiple hats, which makes things a little bit more difficult. But back when...
But in the perfect scenario.
In the perfect scenario, if
you
I get
listen
to
music and then now it's lift time?
Yeah. I it's probably like a 3-hour process where I eat 2 hours before, an hour before I'll shower, half an hour before I'll pack my bag, and then I'll roll. And similar with work, I like to work at home just because it's what I'm used to for the last decade besides this year. Wake up, make my coffee, chill on my coffee, read my emails, don't answer my emails, go and shower, get ready, come back, bang out all my admin, kind of boring X and O's, spec sheet stuff, put that away, probably eat, probably do the training deal, then kind of get into whatever may be more creative type work, whether that be content creation or designing clothes or something like that.
That's really cool.
And I just feel like when you control the controllables and the variables, then the work inside is much easier to do.
Yeah.
And you're more prone to doing them.
100%. No, I think you even mentioned the other day about how you hate a messy house and it's where you work and how you guys like to get ready. That's something that doesn't call to me. Like I don't need to dress like I'm going out or dress real when I'm working. I can literally roll out of bed in my boxers and be just as productive. But you got to learn that about yourself. You got to be self-aware.
Yeah, everyone's different on that.
Yeah, what gets you in and maybe coffee makes you too wired if you have ADHD or whatever. But trial and error, a little bit more introspection.
I can't put my work hat on if I have eye boogers.
Literally. Yeah, so you got
to
shower?
So like, I don't have to shower, but I have to wash my face and brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And I notice that I approach it differently because I'm like in like entrepreneur mode or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with me. Like I've noticed now that I've made the effort to like get ready. I just want to do more shit.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like I'm in a different headspace. I want to create more. I want to put more of myself out there publicly too. I just feel like
sense.
Even when I meet with my team, I'm always like I'll sit up straighter because I just feel swagged out, or I just feel creative, or I got to exercise that creative part of my brain that I don't really get to. These days, just because I'm so focused on growing business.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are unproductive, they're not setting themselves up.
Right.
You got to alley-oop yourself. So like kind of
make
like,
it as easy as possible.
Yeah. So like, you know, I think all guys that have been in college know this. Like, let's say you're trying to like do some hanky-panky with the lady, right? Before the hanky-panky comes.
Were you born in the 40s?
No, dude. Before the lady.
He wants to hear that you say the word fuck.
What do they say? They say whoopee in the 60s and 70s.
No, they talk about bases, bro. All right,
if
that's
you're
a home run.
Do the whoopee.
If you're trying to do a whoopee.
That's a home run.
When, before the girl comes over, you probably brush your teeth, right?
Got to shave the balls.
And yeah, and you probably
dick looks bigger. Come on.
Probably turn the AC up a little bit, right? So it feels like a more snuggly. You got her favorite movie on.
You got to light a candle or some incense.
Maybe dim the lights a little bit. Yep. Put the blankets.
The house should have been cleaned earlier.
Yeah, closer off to the side.
Clean so that, the sheets. Yeah.
Tell the roommate to stay in the room because hanky pankies go down to the living room. Yeah.
So, like, so all that stuff.
The living room. That's romantic. It's exciting.
But there's a roommate.
Yeah, he's staying in his room.
It's provocative. Yeah.
So all that stuff, you gotta kind of like grease the ramp, right? Yeah, yeah. So that
wine bottle, condom.
So there's momentum.
Yeah. The ramp.
So
there's
yeah. That's hot.
So there's momentum that's going, and then there's more chances of it happening, less obstacles in the way.
Yeah, yeah. Your house smells like shit.
And each thing builds momentum to the next, right? If the movie is on. It's cold. You're already snuggling.
Yeah,
you got
Let's go, baby.
You already got the blanket over.
Yeah. The chocolate covered strawberries.
And you guys are connected. Oh. Yeah, right.
I didn't know you married Hitch.
Fucking A. Yeah,
then the I'm a horny now, Bart.
Then the hanky panky is more likely to go down,
for
right?
Sure.
So I think I'm giving it up.
A lot of people
you're flustering them.
Yeah, a lot of people that are unproductive. I don't think they've. Turn their AC up in their production line.
They didn't even think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so they're just like, "Fuck! I can't get to work or get productive." Yeah.
Can't get
and it's
that
like, because I'm like, what you're doing is the chick comes in and you're just trying to fucking like gorilla pounder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, "Whoa, what the fuck is going on right now?"
The ramp is dry.
Yeah. Yeah. So you gotta like, and then what I've also noticed, people that are hyper productive in the day, they've actually figured out a way where the post-coital cuddling. Is the actual foreplay for the next event.
Okay, you lost me. We were talking about work productivity, and then you're talking about cuddling.
Yes.
Like in his fucking Taika face. Did you see those Taika eyes?
So, you know there's foreplay, right?
Yes.
And let's say there's...
I hope you know there's foreplay,
let's say
bro.
There's postplay.
I didn't know the gorilla pounding or whatever you mentioned before, but I know foreplay.
But let's say there's postplay.
Gorilla pounding.
Oh, postplay, like cuddling.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say there's postplay, right? People that are able to string multiple productive orgasms together, they're able to make the foreplay of something else, the postplay of something else.
Are you
the foreplay.
A sex guru?
No, the foreplay of the other thing.
Mike.
Of the other thing.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
You string along successes.
So, for example, like for me, what I've figured out has worked for me really good is if I get my pre-workout in, that gives me enough energy for not just the workout, but for the next thing that I have to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then that length of concentration sets me up to not eat at all.
Yeah.
So that when I have my first meal, I'm more prone to eating something healthy. So it builds.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I'm
win
having
on win.
Like good sex to workout, good sex to work, good sex to and then win. Like
another
that.
Along those lines is I like to get the shit I like to do least out the way first.
Same.
So I like to kind of podcast midday or afternoon because I like podcasting, but like emails and calls. I hate phone calls. I hate business meeting. I hate all that shit. I'm not a good businessman. Shit at like 8, 9 in the morning. I schedule all that. And then all the shit I hate, I literally try to schedule before noon.
I even eat like that, dude.
Yeah, I do kind of. Yeah, yeah. The broccoli first, then I get my burger.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
I do
like
the
that
same.
Too, yeah.
And some people might be different, right? Because if the sometimes you don't like to get into it, like creatives, I feel like. Sometimes work is hardest, but it's what you're best at, and you need a weird time for that. You know,
you're right.
Yeah, you know, so like if you're a painter, but you can't schedule when you paint.
No, you can't.
You know, so that's a little different.
I mean, you can.
Right, but it might not be your best or funnest. So like that's a little different, but and workouts, right?
But I still set the mood up for the painting
for sure.
So like
if I
know I'm gonna paint,
I agree.
I still, you get the AC, brush the teeth. That's
maybe some music,
all that stuff.
Shave
whatever
the
gets
balls.
You going.
Yep, shave the balls, do all that.
Get
it ready, and then hopefully I have a good painting.
Yeah, and to top all that off, I think being more self-aware, that's like my number one goal for the entire planet. I don't think people spend enough time with themselves or their mind. Being more introspective, and then to piggyback on the gorilla pounding or whatever Bart's doing, I think
my favorite.
You have to also be in tune with your partner in your instance, right? Because all those setups are like typical movie setups.
Yeah.
But like, what if your partner
doesn't like that?
She loves it hot in there or whatever.
Yeah,
so you gotta put some thought into all these things.
Yeah.
But I couldn't agree more. I just love the new Planet of the Apes. Just when they like half speak English, half don't. It's just so good.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's not like that new. Just like the newish ones. Like James Franco. Yeah, I haven't
seen it. Is it the last 4 years?
No,
anything
older.
Within the last 4 or 5 years?
No, older. James Franco?
I don't know.
It's like 10 years now, but it's like the newest of them.
I haven't seen it.
But the guy starts to like speak English. He's like, Caesar, no, there's a fucking monkey. It's just really good.
It's going to head there, man. Fuck.
Yeah. Right. You see what they're trying to make dinosaurs? Motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those memes are funny. Like, there's a real article saying, like, we found DNA from dinosaurs that we can now clone. Every tweet's like, I think there's a couple movies about why that's a bad idea.
Dude, literally all movies. There's movies about robots being a bad idea, but here
we're
fucked.
No, we're fucked. We're fucked.
Yeah. Matrix.
I just need one good robot on my team.
I mean, but how long are they going to be good for?
No, they're going to be good, and we're going to fight them all off. All
right, let's get Wall-E ready, set, go.
Wall-E ain't the battle bot I need.
I know,
dude.
But fuck. I mean, that's the only
way. I need, like, an Optimus. You could go take your Wall-E and fight me an Optimus. Who's going to win?
No, I'm just going to fucking... I don't know what I'm going to do that shit happens. Yeah, I'm fucking... I don't know. I'm fucked. Last question and a cool question. I don't ask anybody these, but I have to ask you because you and I, we fuck around so much. Yeah. So we're going to get close again, all right?
Oh, man.
Here we go. What was your first impression of Gio and Bart?
Well, that's good.
That's a good question.
So I think the first video I ever watched was Bart doing a cowboy voiceover workout in a 24-hour gym. And so I started doing some marketing for a company, and social media marketing like wasn't a term or a thing, but I just simply thought like I'm working for a lifting company. If I get people that lift to wear our stuff, more eyes get on it. Like, I never went to college for business. Like, I didn't major in anything. I dropped out, but I was like studying psych and philosophy. Like, wait,
you're not dumb. You're a pretty smart dude.
Yeah, it was just logic to me, right? Like, these guys wear knee sleeves. Maybe they'll like our knee sleeves. And so I saw that video. You might have been in it, but I don't know. Like,
that doesn't sound like I've been in that one.
It was before Barber Brigade. So then I reached out to Bart. And then I think within the year, and maybe we emailed for like a second, but not like friendship stuff, sent you some gear or something. And then I saw you guys open a gym. And I watched some of those videos or whatever. I was probably like 23 at the time. And then... And those were like a little less goofy. You're still doing some weird voices, but you're like kind of talking about powerlifting. And they're mostly just voiceover lifting. I was like, that's cool. Like, and I knew nothing about JK. I knew nothing about any of you guys. I just found you through powerlifting.
He's like,
stuff.
This guy's just strange.
Like a deadlift, just like a weird deadlifting kid. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, he squat bench deads. Not that many people do. And it's like, oh, he built a gym for that. Like, that's really rare too.
And he has these weird accents all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why he's a cowboy. He looks Asian.
Adopted.
It was like the funniest, worst cowboy too, like the most typical.
Yeah.
And then I think I probably didn't meet you guys until you moved Barber Brigades and we did a seminar there before you opened.
Yeah.
I think you opened like September. We did a seminar in August.
Yeah.
And even that, like, I kind of shook your guys' hands, said what's up, but I don't think we hung out. Your crew started talking to me a bunch. And so I started talking to the crew a lot. I think they gave me McDonald's, which is lit. I'm eating chicken nuggets before this fucking thing in your back office. And so I got to know them a little bit better. And then I don't really remember the first impression. I do remember I came down with Omar after that and hung out for like a week pretty soon. And we all started hanging out a little bit. The first memory, those are like first memories, I guess. I guess first impression is just like how welcoming you are. And maybe that's just because I'm fucking rad. Because like the very trip after that, you guys had me stay at your house. And by that time, I think I figured out like you guys were, if you guys didn't know, these guys are like kind of famous. And like, I'm just like a kid from fucking Sacramento. I was like, damn, these guys like have a lot going on for them. And they're just going to let me sleep at their house. Like, what if I'm a murderer? Lucky for you guys, I'm not. Yeah, you are. And then that's what I just felt like. I was like, damn, these guys like trust me. We're real friends. Like, they got like a lot of friends in life. Like, why would they just let me at their house? And then that's when I knew like it was like a real friendship. I don't really remember a person, like a real impression though.
Yeah, I get it.
To be honest, yeah.
I get it, yeah.
Because
like,
I am judgmental, but like, only judgmental thing, because I am a hater. The whole other episode we recorded was about me being a hater, really. Because I think I find all my flaws and try to fix them. I find flaws in people real quick. And like, nothing stood out. Like, damn, Bart really annoys me with this, or he's so dumb when he does that. So nothing stands out as actually a good thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, damn, I hate when G did this. She fucking sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise, then I would keep you on like that circle. Like, oh, they're cool enough. They powerlift, but like, damn, it really annoys me when they. And none of that happened.
Yeah, you were really cool. I don't remember a specific point where I was like that thing right there was the moment.
Yeah.
I just knew that, like, you just, So I was fairly new to the lifting space. Like, I was his girlfriend and he got into weightlifting. Yeah. I was always the cardio bunny girlfriend, right? Yes, I played sports, but we didn't really give a shit about powerlifting. I mean, powerlifting was like non-existent
right.
in my world.
And even the networking wasn't even, right? Like, I feel like I met everyone and no one knew anyone.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
I met Omar. I was like, you know, Barty's like, nah, seen his videos. I was like, Bart, you know Omar? Like, nah, seen his videos. You know, like no one knew anybody.
Yeah.
And like during that era, it was probably 2013 or 14. Like then we all became like homies.
Yeah, but then when I met people and I started meeting, and no shade to anyone, because I mean,
I'll throw it out there, dude.
No. I have. There's not people in the fitness space that I'm like, fuck this person. This person's a dick or whatever. Like it's really rare. But people were so about lifting, which I'm not. That when I would meet them, I was just like, oh shit, we're not even in the same space. Like I don't know what to say. I have nothing to contribute here.
Or even even like, if that's the case, like people's mentalities are just different. Like you can feel vibrations. Like it's not good or bad.
I mean, and if you think about it, right? Like back what, like 10 years ago, powerlifting is such a weird sport.
No, it's crazy. And like, crazy, it was more extreme then.
And even fitness back then was weird too.
For sure. Now you get like walks of life everywhere. And that's why powerlifting is cool, because anyone can do it.
Yeah.
But back then, not everyone did do it. Yeah. Freaks did it.
Yeah,
it tatted, fucking angry,
Chains. Yeah.
Pit bulls.
Yeah.
those are the only ones that powerlifted. I think that's probably why I reached out to Bart too. I was like, oh, he looks kind of normal like me.
Yeah. And that's why we liked you, because it was like, it's such a weird space. Like you have to be a very unique person to pursue something so new. Like even the Fit Expo, when we first started, like we scoped it out before we started the gym, just to kind of see where fitness was at that time, because we were so green to it too, that when we went to the Fit Expo, we were like, what the fuck kind of collection of people is this? This is fucking weird.
It's a freak show. It's a circus.
Now it's different.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But still at the top, you know, like a lot of it's like circusy still.
I mean, it's grown so much.
It has.
But
at least the marketing, I think before it was like House of Pain.
Yeah.
And just fucking chains and all that
some
crazy
of that still
shit.
Flies pretty hard,
and then
though.
Like you like
depends
you
on the part of the world.
You
can't
lift until someone slaps you on the back, right?
Yeah.
But now there's Nike Fitness, right? And now I think
it's
getting closer like this.
A lot of CrossFit played a big role in that, I think.
Yeah. It did. It really did. Yeah. But even then it was still kind of odd.
Yeah.
So when we met you, or I can't speak for Bart, when I met you, I was like, whoa, this guy's actually like, you felt balanced. You felt like you enjoyed the good things in life. And not the good things, but just like the regular shit in life, like music, food.
That's where
good,
I think a
like
lot of us
clothing,
became friends. Our music and like
games. Like we fucked around a lot. Yeah. Whereas everyone else, I think they were, I mean, it's just, it calls to such a specific.
Oh, that's cool. You like Pantera? I like Pantera.
It was, it was just a really odd space. So when I met people, I'm like, you're tight because your goal, like you have your goals and you look amazing. So obviously you're disciplined or you stick to some shit that you set out to do. But we're not going to connect like
that. Yeah, vibration's a little different.
Yeah.
I've always felt like that in the industry. I've always felt a little bit different.
Yeah.
I'm special.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But those are all the questions I got for you, man. Some nosy ass people.
I know.
Just kidding. They were great questions.
I like them.
Yeah, they're really good questions.
How great answers, really.
Oh, that too, man. That too. Anything else you want to throw in here? Never. Anything you want to throw in here?
Never.
All right. Well, we're going to put all Mike's information in the description below, but thank you so much.
Find me on Plenty of Fish.
If you're in the NorCal area and you're looking for a sick gym to train at, go to Third Street Barbell in Sacramento, downtown Sacramento.
I heard you can lift naked. I heard you can lift.
No rules. Who cares?
Yeah, there's no rules. Throw chalk all over the place.
They got showers, which is sick.
On me.
That is, yes. We Barbell doesn't have showers.
Game changer.
Three showers each, dude.
Yeah.
We can have at least 12 people showering at the same time.
That's
three
pretty hot.
Booth, right?
Yep. There you go. So 12, get your 12 best buds together and shower in his shower.
Little locker room towel whip.
There
fun.
You go, man. Drop the soap as much as you want.
Yeah, a little
folks.
Bit of who's in my mouth game. You know?
Oh shit! Oh shit!
That's a weird NorCal thing.
Yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah, don't bring that
in SoCal
to
or Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop that.
You guys can just claim both cities now.
We can. We
can,
down,
bro.
Dude. We can.
We
dude.
Got. We did it.
Dude, we're
doing
like Tupac.
It.
We could do ballet and gangster rap. Okay.
There you go.
Dude's from Brooklyn. He's West Coast rap.
Hey, that's who we are, bro. On that note, thank you, Mike, for giving us your time. This was fucking rad. I love talking with you. I love you, bro.
Love you too.
No eye contact. One of these days I'll get the I love you eye contact. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.